Do you often find that you need a distraction from everyday life?
Do you like true crime, conspiracy theories, paranormal stories, and other weird, dark tales?
Well, tune in and turn up Weird Distractions Podcast, where we, your hosts, Christy
and Alex,
bring you a weird distraction to help you get through the work week.
Every Sunday morning, you can find our show on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Good Pods, and more.
So grab a snack, get comfy,
and make sure to lock those doors. Need a distraction? We got you.
The following podcast is for mature audiences only. This show contains explicit language and graphic stories not suitable for children or people who get offended easily. Seriously, this is your chance to leave. And you might want to put some headphones on, for real. Listener discretion is advised. Episode of the Dumbfounded Podcast, where two good brothers discuss some of the craziest and insane ways people die. That's so strange and borderline comical, it'll leave you dumbfounded. I am one of your hosts, all the way from Dallas, Texas, apparently the certified Whataburger hater. It is I, your boy John, and with me via Zencaster, all the way from San Diego, California, the one who will be spared by the taste of the nasty Whataburger. It is none other than my good brother, Patrick. What is happening, bro?
What up, bro? How's it going?
Chilling, man.
What up, dummies?
Hello. Welcome to episode 34, but technically episode 40. I don't even remember how much we recorded already.
We're up there,
man. How you been, man?
Chilling, man. You know, tired as usual.
Yeah. Anything new in your world?
Adult life. Let's see. What's new in my... Nah. No?
Your Lululemon pants still treating you well?
Oh, yeah. I got two pairs now.
Oh, you ended up getting a second pair?
Yeah. I had two, bro.
So is it both black or what?
Yeah, they're both black.
Just be like, bro, it's different. What you mean? Oh, my God. Fire, bro. Is it? Damn. Now I'm curious. I don't want to know what to...
Ask your wife.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Man. Yeah, it's true. Like, hey, buy me some real quick. Perks of having a sugar mama. But yeah, man, what else? What happened in my world?
Yo, your birthday's coming up, bro.
It is. Shit, Dirty 30's coming up. My God.
Dirty 30. Like, you got any plan? No trips?
Nah. Not really.
I guess COVID, but.
Yeah, can't really do anything, so it's whatever. I don't really celebrate my birthday anyways. For some reason, everyone celebrates it for me, but. It's all good. But other than that, man.
A little pool party?
Shit, maybe.
Just you and the wife.
And the dogs, yeah.
The dogs?
Yeah. Put those fools in a floaty. Call it a day.
Do the dogs go in the pool?
Yeah. We bought them a floaty and everything. we're upgrading the place like very, very slowly, but surely. I mean, our backyard is filled already. Like, we have a little outdoor patio now. We have a TV set outside. Like, dude, I end
TV
up taking...
Set?
Yeah, I mean, it's a small 32.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, our living room is gonna have a 75. I have a 60. I have a 65 on all the other rooms. So it's pretty chill right now. But
shit, all my TVs are from work, bro. For Christmas last year, they're like, "All right, pick your gifts," and it was like TV, Apple Watch.
the espresso machine,
and a Dyson fan, bro. And I was like, "Well, shit. If I get a TV, fuck, my bathroom's going to have a TV. I got nowhere else to put a TV." I think I got a TV like three or four times out of 5 years I've been working there. Fuck, man. First world problems.
I know, right? Yeah, that's the same thing, man. Everywhere I turn, there's a screen somewhere. So I'm like, it's all good.
You just got a fireplace out there?
Yeah, we have a fireplace. And even in the backyard, like the little patio. The table has a fireplace inside it. So
is it hot there in May? I can't remember when.
Yeah, I guess like 80s, 85.
Oh, so you can swim.
Yeah, you could. I mean, I already did. I jumped one time. We measured the water or the temperature of the water. The water was still like 50 degrees, right?
Yeah.
And my wife was like, hey, yo, jump in there. And I was like, nah, fool, it's fucking cold. What you mean? She was like, I dare you to go there. Like, oh, you wouldn't. You a bitch. Bro, I took off all my shit and jumped. I was like, what? And then, man, I regret that. Everything, like.
You got a big backyard?
Yeah, it's a pretty big backyard. I think it's like the pool is almost like, it's like borderline Olympic size length.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Like it's a, yeah. And then, yeah, we have enough to put furniture in the back. And then we all, I have like a boxing set up there too. So it's pretty good, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
No, trying to upgrade. But hey, it's funny because I think New York Times just released an article saying that millennials can't afford houses now. But the problem is there's nothing in stock.
That makes
sense. So everyone is just like buying up houses and it's near impossible. Actually, my barber was telling me a story. One of his buddies does real estate. And apparently some guy from California came in here, tried to buy a house cash, right?
Yeah.
He offered $75,000 above the asking price.
Still couldn't get it?
Still didn't get it.
Someone else offered more?
Someone offered more, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's insane. And when we moved here, we got it pretty good. Now it increased by like 20,000 already, like just the
property. Already?
Already. Sheesh. And then if we get appraised because we put a lot of upgrades,
yeah,
it's probably going to be like almost, you know, we're pretty much going to get
25, 30,
yeah, 40. Pretty much. It's moving up, man. Like I know I don't have much in stocks, but this is my stock right here. But yeah, man.
Speaking of stocks.
Dogecoin, holy bro, shit. Oh,
holy fuck.
Yo, stonks are up, man.
I'm quitting my job.
Bruh, hey, you hella came up?
Well, when it hit like 10 or 11 cents, I think, last time I sold half. So I still have half.
How much did you end up profiting?
From that one? Like 2,000 almost?
Sheesh.
Yeah. Off a hundred, bro. I'm still only in $100, you know what I mean?
Big baller.
I bought $100.
It went up to like 14 cents at some point, right?
Today, yeah, this morning.
Ah, damn. I mean, I didn't put much. I think I only invested $40 or $50 and I'm almost up like 200 or something nice, like nice. That. But I mean, it's nothing. Like, that's my fuck it, whatever, you know? But
yeah, I think I think now I'm just going to hold on to whatever I have. Because my $100, yeah, I had 68,000 Dogecoin.
That is insane.
Out of $100, bro. So
you probably got it when it was like half a cent, huh?
Less than that.
It was like
0.004, I think. Almost 0.003, I think, is when I bought it.
Jesus. Hey, you don't know. Hey, that could be the next Bitcoin, fam.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. Be rich, bitch. Even if it reaches like $100, bro, I'm chilling.
Yeah,
$100? Holy shit.
Hey, I'll cash out if I get like
if it hits $100, bro, I'm out. Like, I'm gonna cash out.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because look at Bitcoin, bro. That shit's at almost $70,000. Imagine that shit. Holy
insane, dude. Oh my god. But yeah, other than that, man, like it's been a lot of chilling. Last week it was a hectic week. There's so much new things happening, man. It's insane. So that's more to that later. But you want to start our episode shout outs? Do you have any?
No, I don't have any. Just the usual. I mean, just S&T.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Sean was kind enough to provide us with the audio of the episode, and I put it up on our feed. And man, I listened to that thing. My guy, how the fuck did you get out of Danimals?
That shit was crazy, bro. I was pissed. This motherfucker really gave me Danimals.
Hey, man, but you got them, though.
You know.
Hey, dummies, if you want to listen to that episode, we actually uploaded it on our RSS feed. It's actually as a bonus episode on our podcast. So check it out. It's the Dumb Found Dead Pod crossover with Shots and Thoughts podcast. And we talked about modern day funeral, the origins.
Modern day. Yep, yep. Yeah,
the origins of modern day funeral. We also got to play a game with them. We played, what was that, with a Pornhub beat. Freestyle.
Freestyle.
We played one with them. Patrick and I didn't lose. So that's cool. And then we played this or that. You're going to lose.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You took an L for now.
A lot of motherfuckers got regrets in their life.
I got no regrets. I'll go back to the past and make sure like I really don't have any regrets. And then we played Death Save. So we played 3 games with them, had a lot of fun. I think Patrick and I took, 5 shots during that episode. And, of course, the shot king, Ryan, ended up taking 8, something like that.
Yeah, 8.
On a Monday, bro. Like, who the fuck turns up on a Monday?
Sheesh.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And we're going to do that again. We actually invited them to do a bonus episode with us. So that's coming up. That partnership is going to keep on going because they're a vibe, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like I said, I fuck with those guys.
Yeah, those are
definitely boys. Our type of humor and vibe, you know?
Yeah. I actually had a croissant earlier this week, and I was like, I'm going to eat some cremains, bro.
Cremains.
It's like, damn. That's funny.
But yeah, Demis, go check it out. And then go ahead and listen to the rest of their episodes as well.
Yeah, so it's up on our feed, but go to theirs. You know, we want them to get all the listens. We just wanted to amplify their, or we wanted our dummies to become, I was going to say become thotties as well. But that's for you, but we want the dummies to be shotties too. So go ahead and listen to that. But I will start with our episode shout out since, as usual, I have a lot every week. Big ups to Dustin from Sandman Stories for sharing our episode this week and saying that the boomer punchline was his favorite when the guy that blew up the gender reveal party. Dustin is also releasing a series of Filipino folktales in honor of us because he listens to the Dumbfounded a lot. And we can't wait to listen. Really excited about that. I actually put on my wife to listening his podcast and she enjoys those type of stories. And thank you in advance because he said that if we ever make our way to South Korea, we have a tour guide. So,
yeah, lit.
That's pretty dope, man. And yeah, that helps out a lot. And also, on topic of traveling, Mel from Mask of Sanity podcast said that if we ever go to New York City, we also have a tour guide. So,
sheesh,
it's pretty fun. Oh, and the ladies from Ye Olde Crime too. They say if we ever end up in Minnesota, we got a tour guide too. Like Jesus Christ, we would just love being connected with all our podcast friends. And shout out to all of you. And what else? A lot of people got a kick out of the Bahay Kubo song challenge. One, it made us look really stupid. Archie was ready to point that cigarillas is winged beans. Do you know what winged beans?
No, I still don't know what that is.
I still don't know what that is. Even in English, I'm like, what is winged beans? This bitch flies. I've heard of jumping beans, but this is like the evolvement of that. But okay. And she questioned why we thought cigarillas was cigarettes, and she said, "Titos, why naman magkayosi sa bahay kubo? Edi nasunog yon," which translates to, "Why are you gonna smoke cigarette inside the house? Because the bahay kubo is gonna burn down." But you know, edi wow.
I still don't know what this is. I'm looking at it, bro.
I don't know. Yeah, they showed a picture and everything. I'm like, what the fuck is a wing bean? I don't know what that is. What is this, like a wing dragon of Ra, like Yu-Gi-Oh shit? Like I don't know all this stuff. What else? Oh yeah, Jade. Oh, thank you to Jade. She actually started the dummy challenge. So dummies, if you have anything that you want us to do on air, not over the top, you know, something that we can do sitting down and talking, let us know. She hit us up on the dumbfounddeadpod.com. And she laughed at the tinola. She said we're stupid for thinking tinola was in there. Kundol is winter melon. Have you had winter melon before?
Yeah, boba.
Boba, yeah. It's like this whole time I'm like, yo, I've been drinking that shit this whole time. But I guess that's what kundol is.
Oh, so and it's not earthquake.
It's not. It's definitely not. it's definitely not. But hey, but Jay, we really appreciate you for doing that. And I had another one, but I couldn't retweet it. So I might have to retract and go back to another episode. But what else? Oh, Tim Chantarangsu, better known as Timothy Delaghetto, responded to one of my jokes, which is he said it was nice because I made a pun out of his pun. And hey, Tim, if you end up listening to this episode, come be a guest, please. That'd be dope.
I wouldn't even be able to host, bro.
What, you just freeze up?
I'd just be fanboying the whole time.
Oh my god.
Traffic on our fucking show bro.
Oh my god, dude. I'm like, dude, we're gonna take you back to MySpace days. What you mean? And that's like one of our biggest influence. So hey, Tim Delgado, if you ever hear this shit, hit up your boy. I'm gonna every time you post some joke, I'm gonna be there until you end up responding to me. And we've also had a few people review us on Podchaser, but I'll save that for next week because there was quite a bit. And thank you so much for that, because not only did you donate 25 cents to Meals on Wheels, you also left us a review and then I responded back. So your donation has become doubled. So shout out to all of that. But and last but not the least, we have a very special announcement that we will make once the time comes, but I bet you a lot of the dummies in our Philippines are going to be really happy about this announcement, which is crazy because for the first time ever, we charted on the top 100 on Spotify. First time ever. And usually we just chart on Apple Podcasts, but Spotify is a first for us. And we just got to say, stay tuned. It'll be formally announced soon. Whenever that is, we don't know, but let's just say Patrick and I collectively as a duo are very excited. So stay tuned. You ready for Deadass Facts?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got the floor, man.
Mine's about death, as always. What do you think the oldest, what's the record for the oldest living person?
Like a number, I want to say 112 years old.
The longest a human has ever lived is 122 years.
Oh! 122?
Yeah.
Who this?
Jean Calment, a French woman. She died in 1997.
Damn!
The oldest current person in the world right now is 117, and she's from Japan.
Damn! So Jean ended up seeing like the Spanish-American War. I think that was in 1898. Something like that.
Sure.
Sure. And then she went through the... I mean, this is all U.S. Once she went through the Great Depression.
Yep.
She went through World War I, II, Vietnam War, Cold War, Persian Gulf War. Holy shit.
122 years, bro.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Did she got like a certain diet or something? Because
I don't know.
Cremains. I did see someone I might be wrong on this because this has been a while. Someone said that their reason for prolonged life is that they drink wine on constantly.
Damn.
I mean, I can't. I get fucked up with a glass of wine, bro.
Really?
Yeah. One glass of wine and I'm out. I get like
really sweaty. Wine does make me sleepy.
Wine makes you sleepy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me sleepy and other things, man. But like, that shit, that's crazy. 122.
So on top of that, only 1 in 2 billion people will live to be 116 years old. Or older.
Jesus. So if you could have a, like the desire, what's your desired lifespan? Like how old do you want to be when you're just like, all right, this is it?
As long as I can still take care of myself.
Yeah. Same. You know what I mean? Once someone like starts wiping my own shit, bro, like I'm out.
Yeah. Just kill me then.
Yeah. They don't have any, is that legal? Like a human euthanasia or like a mercy kill?
Like, I don't know if...
Like, okay, let's say
you're like... they're not sick?
No, okay, no, that's a different story. Like, let's say like you're like terminal, right?
Yeah.
And you're just like suffering and, you know...
I think
like
it depends what state.
But that exists somewhere?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I want that. Like, I won't put that on my will, bro. It's like if I'm like... If the doctors say you got like... You're like hurting and stuff. I'm just like, bro, I don't want my family suffering. You know, if the doctors say like, yo, that's it. Like you, if they say like you only have.
If you're bedridden, bro.
Yeah. If you're like on a coma and you're just like on life support, I'm just like, bro, pull the plug.
Yeah.
Like I'll use my last energy to say, pull the plug. and then I'm out.
You just pull it yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it myself, bro. I'm just like, nurse. But, yeah, that's what
I Yeah, mean. As long as I could take care of myself, then, yeah, that's whatever, to whenever that is. Could be 60 or could be 122. Who knows?
Facts. Have you ever, like, do you have a most desired way to go?
Yeah, well, fuck. In my sleep, I would say in my sleep.
Same.
Or if, like, if the doctor was like, oh, hey, you only got 3 weeks to live. Best believe, bro, I'm going to get 5 stars.
GTA?
Yeah, bro. On my last week, I'm just like, fuck it. GTA this bitch.
Hey, what if the powers that be upstairs said, like, hey, just kidding. You get all these fucking warrants and felonies and shit. And then you're in jail life. And then it's like, nah, we're going to extend the shit out. That's when you live up to like 130.
Oh, bro. Hell no. Fuck.
You're done. Fucked up.
Hey, Ashton Kutcher, you coming out yet? My ass just got punked.
And oh, no. That would be like a sick joke, bro.
Hell yeah, I'd be pissed.
Doctor, what if a doctor just prescribed you like, hey, bro, you got this super rare genetic disease that like no one has ever heard of. You have you have literally 2 weeks to live.
I'm over here all bushing.
You got like the negotiator from fucking FBI. Get out of the building. Bitch, I'm gonna die anyways. And then Ashton Kutcher's, you got punked. And you're like, oh shit.
Fuck.
Nah, I'd off myself, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, same, bro. I'd kill myself. Fuck it.
And then the gun that you got is.
I was already expecting it, bro. Oh, hell no. It malfunctions.
I know. Damn, that would be a cruel way. Oh, shit. Oh, damn. You got another one?
Yeah. And then in Italy, it is illegal to make coffins out of anything but wood or nutshells.
Nutshells?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck is a nut? What's a nutshell? Is that the one you find in the beach?
That's a shell. That's a seashell. Wait,
that's a seashell. Duh, stupid. What's a...
Like nuts.
Like peanuts?
Maybe more walnut. Because the peanut shell is not that thick.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe more walnuts.
Why did I think seashells? Never claimed to be smart, right? So. That's a lot of nutshells.
Yeah, I don't know what the process is. I'm picturing like a bunch of walnuts. A bunch of walnut shells.
There's like a bunch of people just be like, hey, hurry the fuck up and eat that shit already. I can't keep up.
30 people eating walnuts.
I'm tired. That would be horrible. Oh, shit. All right, you got more?
No, that's it.
All right, well, mine's going to be completely off because I'm just, you know, you're the dead guy, so I'm going to continue to... Because it was WrestleMania weekend. I spent all my time watching TakeOver and WrestleMania and all that shit. So your dead ass facts, I'm going to transition to The Undertaker, which they call the Dead Man. So speaking of longevity, The Undertaker had the longest WrestleMania streak of all time where he went.
He just lost it, right?
Yeah. So he went, initially he went 21-0 straight. Like 21 years straight, he hasn't lost a WrestleMania. Before he lost to Brock Lesnar, WrestleMania 30. I want to say that was 2014. And then when his career ended, he was 25-2. And he only lost to Brock Lesnar and this new guy named Roman Reigns. And his streak was old enough to drink at some point, bro. 21 years old. And he was part of 27 out of the 37 years that WrestleMania has been around. So that fool has been...
Is he done?
Yeah, he's retired now.
Okay.
Yeah. Even Kane, bro. Like, Kane went to the Hall of Fame already. That fool's... That's why, you know, Done.
Kane's trying to become governor or some shit, right?
Kane's a mayor already.
A mayor? Oh, he won.
Yeah. No, he's a mayor. Yeah, he's a mayor right now in Tennessee. I want to say he's running for governor for Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's elected official already.
That's crazy. And his entrance song.
I know, right?
Bro. A press conference.
Signed a deal. Damn, bro. Imagine the opponent that he has to go against.
When is the debate?
He's gonna do the pyro, bro.
Yeah,
the
flame.
He's like, can you pass this law, Kane? Vetoed.
And the bill gets. The bill goes up in flames. I remember one thing I remember from Kane is when he had the movie coming out.
Oh, See No Evil, yeah.
Yeah, and remember, like, they're out of just nowhere to be like, May
19th.
Oh, was it?
May 19th?
Yeah. May 19th. Bro, that shit was scary, bro.
Well, that came out 2003. Yeah, you were a teenager already.
Yeah, that shit was so scary, bro.
With the fucking hook, bro.
May 19th. I'm like, yo.
Yo, relax. chill.
I had to change the channel for a little bit, bro.
Wow. Yeah. So, hey, dummies, you already know Patrick's scared of Kane, even though he was a teenager at the time that happened.
Or the boogeyman, bro.
I am the boogeyman. I'm coming to get you.
Hey, Booker T was fucking terrified.
Yo, the worms.
Yeah, with the worms.
You made him eat the worms, dude. Holy shit.
Oh,
damn. As an opposite to that, your favorite wrestler, Triple H, is quite the opposite. Out of the 23 appearances that he's had, he's lost 13, and he only won 10. So he's like the LeBron James of WrestleMania. More L's than rings right now.
Yeah, but is he really losing, though?
Ah, that's true. You're right.
Now,
you're right.
Is he really losing now?
Yeah, you're right.
What is
he? Right.
What is his official title?
He is the CEO. He's the CAO? Or the chief talent or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. But he's up
there. He's a C-suite. Yeah, he's up there. Like when Vince ultimately dies, bro, he's going to take over. That's pun intended on NXT as well. So it's nuts, man. Oh, what else? And this was near and dear to me because I was there in person. But WrestleMania 32, April 2016, shattered the record of the most attended show. Previously to that, WrestleMania 3, I want to say it was held in the Silverdome in Detroit, previously had 93,173 people. And then 29 years later, when WrestleMania 32 happened, the attendance was shattered at Jerry's World, and the attendance was 101,763 people.
Jesus Christ.
And I was one of them. So that was pretty insane. And yeah, those are my deadass facts.
I miss wrestling.
It's getting a lot better, to be honest, because AEW showed up, so there's a little more competition, and NXT is, oh my god, NXT is like killing it right now. Yeah, there's just a lot more alternative now, and it's still PG, which is kind of stupid. I hate it, but other than that.
Yeah, bring back fucking bras and bikinis matches, bro.
Hey, I've actually loved the women's wrestlers. Like, I think... I mean, those matches were cool, I mean, to look at, but right now, the ladies are killing it, dude.
Bro, I just saw a clip, and it was like, damn, WWF was really wilding back then, and it was like, who was it? It was probably like Trish or something, but like, they're like, stripping each other's clothes off while wrestling. I'm like, I used to watch this shit? Hold on.
Yeah. Like, I did too, man. It was, oh my god, like, the women are just killing it right now. I know, when I watched WrestleMania Saturday, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, like, they fucking main evented, bro. Like, that shit was nuts, and it was a great ass match. So I mean, sometimes you look for it, but you know, there's the hub now, so that's cool. Like, I ain't gotta worry about that.
Yo, is Bad Bunny like full time now? He's like,
no,
full-time?
He wasn't full time. He wasn't full time, but oh my god, let me tell you how good Bad Bunny.
I saw
dude. Screaming, bro. You might not know this move, but it's called the Canadian Destroyer. It's banned. It's a banned move. Yeah, like, no one is allowed to do that shit unless Vince trusts you. He did a Canadian Destroyer. So it's pretty, I'm gonna text it to you. So pretty much you, it's like on a power bomb position.
Okay.
And then your opponent, you flip the opponent on his neck completely backwards. So it ends up looking like a pile driver when you started out on a power bomb position.
Fuck that, bro.
It's difficult as fuck, right?
And he did it?
And he did it.
Oh, hell no.
Effortlessly. This fool climbed up the top rope, jumped up, perfect. And I was, dude, he was taking bumps. And I was expecting this fool to be like, all right, this fool's just going to let his partner do all the work.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, because it was tag team, right?
Yeah, yeah. He started the match. And he was getting lit up, bro. And he was taking those fucking shots.
Fucking bad,
dude, buddy. I was clapping the whole time. I'm like, man, if there's any other celebrities that shows up, Bad Bunny and Pat McAfee. I don't know if you know Pat McAfee.
The punter.
Those two, like, and Stephen Amell. Those three, like, set the bar for on how a celebrity should be like. Yeah. Because Stephen Amell was fucking amazing. Pat McAfee was a natural. But those fools are, like, action stars, you know, and athletes.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, bro.
Bad Bunny's a rapper, bro.
Bad Bunny's a rapper. Hey, I give it up to Bad Bunny, bro. Like that shit,
he's dipping his toe in everything, bro. He was in the celebrity NBA match, and then now he's in wrestling.
and then he announced his tour during WrestleMania weekend, like using Triple H as a commercial. So that was pretty dope, bro. Like that was a good time. Night one, because there was two nights of WrestleMania. Night one was definitely way better.
The best one.
But Bad Bunny stole the show. Jade's gonna hate me because Jade's a Miz fan. I am too. But
that fool's still in fucking wrestling.
That fool's winning in life too. His wife is not.
The first time I saw Miz was on Real World, MTV Real World, bro. Yeah, and he was like, I'm trying to become a wrestler. I'm like, this guy's a joke, bro.
He was just WWE champion 2 months ago. That's funny. Like, because he cashed in the money in a bag, bro. So, like, I love the Miz. Miz is one of my favorites. But Jade's gonna get mad because Bad Bunny beat him. But, all right, 30 minutes. Right on time. I could talk about wrestling all day if I could, but all right, I'll start first then. Okay, so this one was from a Sudoist article from France, and this is the translation is a little choppy because I got it from a French article. So hopefully Google translate in English very well. But this happened on August 2020 at Saint Pierre du Mont. And emergency personnel was called that early Wednesday morning because some neighbors started to complain that there was a foul smell coming from the guy's home. So when personnel got there, the house was locked, so they had to go around the building and climb from the window. It's kind of like when you used to sneak out the house, bro. Like, you gotta climb up the bars and shit. Oh, good times. So when personnel got there, the house... Oh, I already said that. When they finally got inside the house, personnel discovered a dead body in advanced state of decomposition. And the medical professional suggested that the deceased has been dead for almost 2 weeks. So that shit starting to smell really bad. Did I lose you?
No, you're back.
We're back. So, dead
for how long? You cut off right there.
Oh, shit. Okay, so medical professional suggested that the deceased has been dead for almost 2 weeks.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, he's been for 2 weeks, so it's starting to stink a little bit. So you might want to question, how did this fool die? Okay? So homeboy apparently suffocated because he got stuck in his couch. Not what we were talking about. It's not that.
What are you doing, Steph, bro?
It's not that TikTok... thing anymore. But I know that scene though, like for real.
What are you doing, Steph, bro? Hey, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Yeah. Oh shit, what was we'll talk about that later. And yeah, so the guy was he suffocated because he got stuck in his couch trying to grab his glasses that fell under.
Fuck. Okay, how heavy is this couch?
It doesn't say.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're in there reaching for it, that's crazy.
He was just trying to grab it, bro, and that fool got stuck, and he couldn't get out. So the guy was, of course, he suffocated because he was unable to resurface, and authorities did further investigation, but they didn't find any foul play. and it just happened to be an unfortunate event. I feel bad for this guy, but it's just kind of funny how he died. I mean, he got stuck in a couch. You never hear that shit anywhere. Cause, and plus me, I always drop my glasses all the time.
Same.
Or the remote. Like the worst that happened to me was reaching for the remote and my arm is stuck. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like that shit is stuck. But yeah, man, when he was trying to grab his glasses, he almost had it too, man. So close, but yet so far.
What? You turn hella Asian. So far.
So far.
Jackie.
Oh my God. I love watching those TikTok videos where the COVID one, he was like, oh, I got AstraZeneca or whatever.
Oh yeah.
It's like, yeah, there's no side. Yeah, there's no side effects. And then yeah, it's good. Like my shot's good. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, so far. Like, damn. We can say that because we're Asian, okay? Please don't cancel us. This is a comedy show.
Damn. That's so fucking unfortunate. So fucking unfortunate.
I already know his favorite album, bro.
What?
Drake's So Far Gone.
Oh my God.
Or Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande song, Stuck on You. Or no, Stuck with You, whatever. Oh my God. Damn. So it was so fucked up.
That's crazy. It still blows my mind. I don't even know.
I'm like trying to think of how heavy that shit is.
That's what I'm saying. You couldn't scooch it a little bit?
I wonder if it's like one of those sectionals where, well, no. I mean, sectionals are not that heavy.
They're not. Sectionals are cut into even smaller pieces.
That's true. I wonder if he was like physically weaker.
I was going to say, bro. Yeah. Maybe he was older.
Maybe. It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't say how old he is.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't say his physical stature, so we don't know. We don't know if he has anything wrong with him. So please don't cancel us for that. We got what we found, all right? All right, you're up, man.
Mine is about a former Major League Baseball player. He played for Boston Red Sox, Cleveland Indians, the Phillies, and the Reds. He was Venezuelan. Venezuelan. But yeah, after his career in the major leagues, you know, he's at home and doing things around the house, you know. He died on November 23, 1990. His name is Bo Diaz. I'm just going to get straight to it. He was killed when a satellite dish that he was adjusting fell on his head and cracked his skull and neck.
Oh shit. Damn.
Like, who are you? Who's to blame though, bro? It's
Bo. Himself. Who's to blame though, Bo?
You were up there adjusting it. You didn't secure it enough.
Jesus.
But yeah, he survived by his wife and two sons. I'm sure his wife was like, I can't believe dish.
I thought you were gonna say, I can't believe this shit.
I can't believe this.
Oh damn. I'm sorry, Bo, but you should have got cable. Oh wait, it's 90s, right? There's
yeah, cable 90s. 90s? I don't know.
Damn.
But you know the satellite dishes back in the 90s, brother.
Hell like, yeah, them things were like huge.
Huge.
Yeah. That shit look like the things you see at an air traffic controller tower. God damn.
I always thought when you had satellite, you were like, you know, you were rich. You know, that like back
dude,
when
me too. Garden, yeah, right? Yeah.
But it's nowadays it's almost the same price as fucking cable.
Oh, I mean, I don't think a lot of people have cable anymore. Most of them
Everyone just streams and shit.
Yeah, because I remember going to the homie's house. It's always like, you know, when you have cable, you have the basic channels and like the local.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, oh, yeah, I have cable, but I can only go up to like channel 13 and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. These fools have a satellite dish. Like, oh, yeah, we got DVR.
We got HBO.
We got HBO. It's not like the blurry kind where it's like, oh, there's a titty right there. Yeah, like, not that. It's like clear.
That's funny.
And then their channel is like, oh, yeah, this channel is a channel 1000. What? There's 1,000 channels I can go to 13.
My TV only go to 99, and 99 is TV guy.
TV guy.
Damn. Hey, remember that shit, bro?
Hell
you
yeah.
Just, it goes all the way around.
Oh, my God. Yes. Hey, that shit was.
Nowadays, we'll never know what the TV guide is.
Man. I had no choice. It was, what was channel one? There was nothing on channel
nothing
one.
Nothing on
right?
channel one.
Two was
USA.
Yeah. Three was ESPN.
ESPN, yep.
Four was.
What was four?
That's like some local network.
Four later on became like the San Diego channel. Like
okay, yeah. So yeah, Hodges, so it was a local
Hodges
network.
Would be on there.
Yeah. Five was CW, but used to be what was used
Warner
to
Brother?
Be? Yeah, because Kids WB, right?
Yeah. CW was on five.
Six was Fox.
Fox.
Seven NBC.
Yeah.
Eight was CBS.
Yes, it still is.
Yeah. Nine was KUSI.
KUSI.
Well, 10 was ABC. 11 was PBS.
What was 12?
12 was
Telemundo.
Yeah, Telemundo. There you go. 13 was UPN at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And then I had nothing else after that.
White noise.
Bro, like for the longest time, like I had to torrent watching fucking wrestling because it was at 45, bro. Like it was Spike TV.
Oh, yeah. It was like on, Spike TV. Yeah.
Or it was TNT? No, not TNT. It was TNN before.
TNN.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
That's funny.
Oh, wait. Actually, never mind. Later on in life, when I was like a teenager, I started getting
cable.
Cable, yeah.
Full cable.
Full cable. Fucking 14 years old, geeking out to SpongeBob, Nickelodeon. I'm like,
hey, SpongeBob hit, bro. That shit.
Hey, it does, bro. I was just watching that shit a while ago.
It hit as a kid, and now it hits. I feel like it hits even more now.
Oh, hell yeah! I was watching that. I was watching that episode with my wife when SpongeBob was teaching Squidward how to blow a bubble. It's like use the technique.
And bring it around town. Like this, like that, like this, like this, and this, and this, and this.
SpongeBob.
Hey, dummies, if you don't know, if you haven't seen SpongeBob, you got to watch it. Like, yeah. I swear, it holds up.
That's true. And
so funny.
And SpongeBob was the reason why I had such a bad stigma of Texas, because I just thought everything was stupid in Texas. Yeah. They're just like, oh. He's like, is it when he was formed into the shape of Texas? Like, what is that shape? He's like, stupid. He's like, no, it's Texas. Oh, what's the difference? I was like, damn. Is that what they really see? So SpongeBob had a bad influence on me.
Holy shit. I can't. Oh,
damn, I'm telling you, man. All of it's coming together now.
We could talk about SpongeBob and wrestling for another hour, but
oh hell yeah, but let's save that for another time. Here's my last story. All right, this one happened this year, 2021, at Escobar, Argentina. So this also comes from chronica.com, and this was another one that was translated from what language does Argentina speak? Is it Portuguese?
Portuguese, yeah.
Okay, so it was translated from Portuguese to, I was going to say Argentinese, but like that's fucking, nah. Don't do it. You already look stupid enough as it is all the time. But yeah, Portuguese to English. So an alleged thief was found dead with his head being stuck between concrete blocks of a wall. His body was like just dangling like, ah.
Oh,
so. Allegedly, the guy they found was trying to break inside a house that happens to be in a compound. And he tried doing it by taking slabs of concrete that was in the wall. But when he was trying to enter through, the rest of the concrete wall that was holding the structure together collapsed on him and all the weight fell on his body. So he just got crushed, pretty much. Police were called and the discovery found the dude's lifeless body. It was just, yeah, he was just dangling like that. There's actually a photo on the link that I have below. It's pretty graphic, oh, so viewer discretion advised. But I don't know, man. The concrete was heavy as hell, and I get it. You know, it's hard times. Sometimes people resort to shit like this because times are hard. You know, like a lot of people are losing jobs. COVID hit a lot of people. But taking out a foundation of the wall to bust in, I don't know, bro. To me, that's kind of asking it to fall on you. But at the end of the day, man, his demise is his ass's fault.
All right. That was a good one.
Yeah, concrete. Asphalt.
Two completely different things, but... Same, but
it's, you know, yeah. Team Rocket, it's all good. Oh, oh, damn. Yeah, there's a picture. So if you want to see that, it's on the show notes.
He was hanging?
Yeah, he was pretty much... Remember that story with that one guy that was trying to break in inside the window?
Yeah.
They found him like that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Rip.
Yeah. Rip.
All right. My last story is, this is, when I first saw this, I had to like research more because I couldn't believe it. The Dancing Plague of 1518.
I have heard of that. Okay.
Fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the Holy Roman Empire in 1518, somewhere between 50 and 400 people took to dancing for days. it's still blowing my mind, bro. Like, what? What? How come they couldn't stop?
Bro, it's EDC back then.
But yeah, so these people would dance until they died of exhaustion.
Whoa, wait, hold on. They died from dancing?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I thought, from where I remember this, I thought it's because they died from heat stroke and all that shit.
Yeah. Heat stroke and exhaustion.
From dancing?
From dancing.
Damn, bro. Were they what dances they were doing, bro? Were they swinging or what?
Shuffling maybe? I don't know, bro. Shuffling? Imagine. I wish there was a video, but it's 1518, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Someone doing a Dougie. Someone's cooking up like Dougie, bro.
Educate me how to Douglas.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, how did they say this is lit back then, bro? How enlightening.
Hear ye.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, there's hella controversy on what exactly happened. One of them being shrooms, basically, what they're saying.
That's plausible, yeah.
A toxic and psychoactive chemical products of ergo fungi, which I'm pretty sure is shrooms, which is commonly which grows commonly on grains such as rye, which they use for baking bread.
Okay, but yeah, they got to carb up beforehand.
So yeah. So it's a psychoactive, obviously shrooms. So it has psychoactive fucking effects. Yeah, but doesn't that run out? I don't know.
Maybe they kept refilling it. Yeah, like Olive Garden. Would you like more breadsticks?
So yeah, shrooms and LSD basically is one. And then another one is stress-induced mass hysteria, which is still, I don't know.
No one would scare me enough to dance for how many days straight. That is insane. Were they like in a cult?
Nah.
They're just normal people?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, they just... It started out with one lady. I think it was mostly women. And then it turned into like 400.
Oh my god.
Some sources claim that for a period, the plague killed around 15 people per day.
So they were dancing while the plague was happening?
Yeah. That was the plague, was the dancing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That is wild. Hey, bro, would you die that way?
I mean, it wouldn't be the worst, right?
Yeah, fuck it wouldn't be the worst. It was like... Whatever. How'd you die? Wangies. I was gigging it.
Swag towel.
Swag towel? Fuck. That's what had like a swag comforter, bro. Oh, like, shit. That one was probably sweating balls.
But yeah, I can't believe they all kicked the can. It sucks because they didn't stand a fighting dance.
Oh my god.
That's what they were doing back then, bro. The can. They're all in a line. Kicking. For days.
Fuck, dude. Imagine that's like probably the longest TikTok video ever. It's like, follow me for part 2. follow me for part 477. And they're still dancing.
Sorry, Susan died, but I'm here. Follow me for part 498. Because like 300 hosts, different hosts.
Oh my god, dude. Yo, that sounds like PB Bar and Grill on a Thursday night, though.
You're right. Maybe it was EDC, bro. They were on drugs.
Yeah. What if that's the whole idea of EDC?
The dancing plague.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is EDC? It's a dancing plague. Like, you're there. What? It's a two-day thing, right?
Three.
A week? 3 day?
Yeah.
And what do you do? Aren't you dancing for, like, 3 days straight, pretty much?
Yeah, on drugs.
On drugs? So that's probably, like, the precursor.
So I've heard.
Oh, allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So I've been told.
Right.
I've never been to EDC.
No, for real?
Yeah. Last year was supposed to be my first year for EDC and Coachella, but the pandemic happened.
Oh, EDC turned to Eddie canceled. Anong nangyari? Eddie Corona.
And for the dummies who don't know what EDC is, look it up.
Yeah.
It might blow your mind if you've never seen anything like that before, because it's pretty insane.
It's wild.
It's a big, big ass festival. I want to say close to 100,000 people go. I want to say. I'm not allegedly. I don't know the facts, but it's a lot.
That shit. I get nightmares thinking about EDC. Like, I just imagine how musty that place is.
No, for sure.
But everyone dancing. Well, I mean, everyone's drugged up, so like you can't really tell.
Yeah, everyone's drunk and high, so.
Nobody cares.
And bro, it's in Vegas, so it's like
true.
110 degrees and shit.
There's been people that died because of that.
Yeah,
dancing,
yeah.
Right? Like heat exhaustion. Or, well, it was a mixture of
drugs and
heat exhaustion.
And heat exhaustion.
Yeah. Damn. I'm telling you, man, this was a precursor to EDC. Hey, Shots and Thoughts podcast. Can we do the origins of the EDC?
Of EDC?
What it all started in the...
1518. Because of the dancing plague.
The dancing plague, 1518. From there...
It was TDP at first. Then it had a bad connotation, so they changed it to EDC.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I mean, what is it? Electric Daisy Carnival?
Carnival? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Daisy Carnival sounds better than Dancing Plague.
But yeah, no, just look it up if you don't know what EDC is for them.
Yeah. Educate me how to Douglas. Feline father.
I was just going to say, bro. I was trying to think what cat daddy was.
Feline patriarch. Well, their dad's
what's food. Jerk?
Jerk? I don't know.
Like, I don't even know what bad words were in 1518.
Yeah. Damn. Bust down. Oh, wait, no. Bust down Tatiana. I don't know. Something heathen. I don't know. Oh, hey, good stories, man. This is a good episode.
Yeah, I think the no lives. Topic thing is working out.
Oh, definitely working out. All right, man. Let's cap it off.
Yes, sir. As per usual, I got my weekly. Check out Paulo. Paulo made our show logo. Speaking of our show logo, go to thedumbfounddeadpod.com to check out our merch, possibly purchase. We also still have the Stop Asian Hate shirt up. We didn't say this episode, but all the money we make from that shirt, we will donate to, what is the?
AAPIfund.org.
Yeah. So, yeah, sure. Check out the store and our merch. Yeah, check out Paulo and his gun club at SDPGC on Instagram, and check out Batang Angas on Facebook. He makes custom shirts and custom decals. Also, check out my boy So Real Mike on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/SoRealMike, SoRealMike. Also, check me out on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/DamnItsPatrick. We play Warzone. Yeah, that's all I got.
Perfect. And per Patrick, well, Patrick said, check out our website, thedumbfounddeadpod.com. If you want to leave us a story or a review, you can leave it there. You can also find all our social media profiles there. We're at the Dumb Found Dead Pod on IG, which Patrick runs, and we're at TDFD Pod on Twitter, which yours truly runs. And we're still doing the Pod Chaser review until the end of the month. So make sure you leave a rating for us on Podchaser. We're going to read some next week. I'm going to send some to Patrick so we can read some. And for every review you leave out, 25 cents goes to Meals on Wheels. And every time you respond, that's 50 cents that they're going to... Oh, the donation will be doubled pretty much. But other than that, leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. Follow us there and follow us on Spotify. And that's all we got, bro. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for tuning in for another week of the Dumbfounded Podcast. And dummies, make sure you think ahead.
Don't be dumbfounded. Peace.